Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching you a series about how to walk in God's divine love, which is one of the requirements of how to walk in God's divine health. It's been a great privilege the last 20 plus years to walk in divine health. It's been such a wonderful privilege to learn how to walk in faith, but to learn that I couldn't walk in faith until I learned how to walk in love was quite an accomplishment, I must say. But God give us a commandment in His Word. In John 13:34, He said, "A new commandment I give you, and this is the new covenant, that you love one another." Father, in the name of Jesus, if we come to you today with your Word, we ask you to convict your people of the mighty truths of the Word of the living God, that if we study your Word today, you will show us and reveal to us how to walk in your divine love and your divine health. And I praise you and thank you for the privilege, Lord, to teach your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This new commandment, John 13:34, that you walk in love. This is a new commandment that I give you, that you love one another. Well, what does he mean by that? What does love mean? If you want to see in detail, we'll go back and recap one more time, First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, because this is what love is. If you do not know what love is, you hear this statement, love one another, but you don't know what love is. Some people say, well, yeah, I'm loving her. I'm having sex with her. No, that's not loving her. That's entirely two different things. That's absolutely not love. You know, that's sex. That's not love. So people misinterpret what love is. So I'm going to read to you from the Word of God in 1 Corinthians 13 what love is. Love 13, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 says love is kind. It's the God kind of love. It suffers long. It is kind. It does not envy. It is not boastful. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. It seeks not its own. It is not easily provoked. And love never thinks evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity or sin, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. And it endures all things. Love never fails. Now then, if we had a family, a man and a woman that got married and they walked in this kind of love, there would never be a divorce in the family. Never. It would be impossible to walk in that kind of love and ever even consider divorce. Well, why do you think God told us to walk in this kind of love? Because God says, I hate divorce. I mean, that's what He says in His Word. If God hates divorce, in fact, we were up in the New York area within the last year or two, and we were teaching God's Word up there, and we met an attorney up there. And he used to be a divorce attorney. And he said one day he was having a problem with a couple, and he went in to pray to ask God how to deal with this situation. And when he was praying and asking God how to deal with this situation, God spoke to him. And he spoke to him very clearly and very loudly. He said, I hate divorce. So, if God hates divorce, this man went back in and he told this couple what he heard. And he told them he could not go through with this divorce for them. He thought they needed to repent, forgive each other, and come back together and walk in love. And he quit being a divorce attorney after that. Well, let me tell you, God hates divorce, but He does love for you to walk in His kind of love. Now then, if we can walk in this kind of love, you would never, ever have a couple that ever would even think about divorce. If something went wrong in their life, they would see what they were doing that was wrong. They would repent of their sins, and they would get right with God. They'd get back in a love relationship with the King and with each other, and their marriage would be solid again. Is there ever going to be a marriage that doesn't have little bumps along the road? I don't think so. I don't think that's possible. But maybe I'm saying the wrong things. Maybe we should think and say, yes, it's possible. If we can walk into God kind of love, we'll never have any bumps in our marriage. And I guess that would be possible if we all walked into God kind of love. You'd have to walk in it 24/7. Now then, when the Lord tells us to walk in this new commandment, and by this, all men shall know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. Now then, the old law is fulfilled in our new commandment of love. The old law is as follows. Now, I want you to stop and think about the old law. Now, this is in Exodus chapter 20. And of course, this is the Ten Commandments. But I want you to listen to the old law. Exodus 20, verse 1. And God spoke these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Now, this is the law. This is telling you what God likes and what he doesn't like. He said, you shall have no other gods before me. He hasn't changed. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Now, this was the law. But since I know God didn't like for us to make any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, well, Jesus is in heaven. And I see lots of people today that have pictures that are hanging on their wall or even walls in the church that say this is Jesus. Well, that's not Jesus. Personally, myself, you can have all the pictures you want to, but I personally, in my own home, in my own ministry center, will have no pictures of anybody that represents Jesus because there is no pictures of Jesus. So since the king said, we shall not make any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth, then I don't have any pictures of Jesus in my home. I want to please the king. And if I walk in love, I'm going to do what he says. You shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, and I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. Now, if you don't obey and walk in love, then you hate. There's no two ways about it. So when you don't do what God says, he says here that he will visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation. How would you like to think that the sins that you're going to commit that's against God's rules, that would pass on to your great, great, great grandchildren, four generations into the future? I don't want that to happen. So in verse 6, he says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Well, I want to keep his commandments. I want to keep the one commandment, the commandment of love. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. You know that I've seen several people on their deathbeds, and it was because they had taken the Lord's name in vain. That's scary. But he says, this is the law. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. All these things we're supposed to do, he says, or that was under the law. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it you shall not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord has made heaven and earth, the sea and all that are in them, and he's rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given you. How many children do I know today that have not honored their parents? But yet the Lord says here, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land. Well, what if you don't honor your mother and your father? He said, your days won't be long upon the land. Many persons that I've seen never puts the two together, that say two boys raised up in a home. One of them honors his parents. He's good to them, does what they say. He is really a good boy. But the other one, he will not respect his parents. He does not do what they say. He does what he wants to do. He's really, really a problem child all of his life. Gives daddy all kinds of troubles. Will not honor his parents. Finally gets grown. Gets out on his own. Daddy's glad to see him get out of the house. He had so much trouble with him when he was in the house. But the boy gets out there and he goes to work. He goes to school. And the one that honored his parents, the boy lived to be 80 years old and no problem. Good health all of his life. But the other one, when he was 38, he died with a heart attack. People think, gee, he was such a good boy, hardworking boy, had a good job or his own business, but yet he died at 38. God doesn't make sense here. Yeah, he made sense. If you come back to the Word of God, you'll find out that the Lord told the children to honor their parents. One of them did, one of them didn't. These are the kind of cases that sin that people don't see, and therefore when a young man, which comes up, and maybe he's 38, like this example I told you, and he died, but yet everybody that knew him thought he was such a fine young man. He was such a good businessman. I mean, who knows what he might have done. Maybe he did live a whole lot in the world, but still he appeared to be a good man. Had a good wife. He was raising children. Everything appeared to be going fine in his life. But he did not honor his mother and father. He was a rebellious young man. If he was, he'll have tormenting spirits attached to him. And more than likely, that young man's life will not be long on the earth. Because God made a promise right here. He says, but honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord, thy God has given you. And then he makes some more statements here. In verse 13, he says, you shall not kill. You shall not kill. Wow. I wonder how the people that are abortionists are going to fare here when we think about the millions of children that have been killed since this law went into effect. But yet the Lord tells us we shall not kill. Those are human beings. We murdered them. You shall not commit adultery. What is it we don't understand about that? Seems very clear to me.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.